On Thursday this week, our Ag Committee will mark up legislation to eliminate the threat of a patchwork of state GMO labeling laws from restricting commerce. Remember, the Constitution gives Congress the sole power to regulate interstate and foreign commerce. This legislation will prevent individual states like Vermont from creating separate labeling requirements. Now let's just think, if Congress doesn't act, then food companies will be required to start switching labels for food shipped to distributors for retail sale on July the 1st, when Vermont law goes into effect. We have laws such as the one passed in Vermont intending to disparage biotechnology. On the top of that, I'm dismayed that the Vermont law provides exemptions for certain types of foods and restaurants. Additionally, the bill puts liability on food companies for errors that might be the fault of retailers. So you can understand that a patchwork of laws discouraging the innovative technology and investments won't help the United States feed and fuel a growing world population. I'm going to support the chairman's mark, that is Senator Roberts of Kansas, which would preempt state labeling laws and authorize the Secretary of Agriculture to set up a voluntary national labeling standard. I hope other members of the Senate will come to their senses on this issue as well. Then we can resolve this issue in a timely fashion. Actually, I gave you a July 1st deadline, but just around the corner, some date a few weeks before July 1st, you know, the retailers got to know what the federal government's doing, because when they start shipping food to Vermont well before July the 1st, they're going to have to know what the law is. So we don't have a lot of time to work on this.
Good morning, Senator. Let's talk a little bit about Senator Roberts' measure, sir. I was curious, do you think you'll be able to garner enough bipartisan support to get it passed and then eventually meld it with the House-passed version?
The only information I have is from last night briefing that they aren't sure where Democrats stand on it yet, but and our meeting tomorrow or Thursday will tell us exactly where they stand. But it's going to be difficult to get this bill through the United States Senate if it isn't bipartisan.
Have you had an opportunity to speak with Senator Stabenow about it at all?
I haven't, but I'm sure. I know that Senator Roberts has had lots of conversations with her, because that's the starting point. I think there are a lot of other Democrats on the committee are looking to her for their point of view on it.